Welcome to Bishop Sheridan Presents on the Catholic Radio Network. Bishop Sheridan Presents is a weekly roundtable discussion of events and issues facing the church and culture today. Bishop Sheridan Presents is a production of the Diocese of Colorado Springs and the Catholic Radio Network. And now, here's your host, Bishop Michael Sheridan of the Diocese of Colorado Springs.
Hello and welcome to all of our listeners. This is Bishop Michael Sheridan, and on today's program, we are going to discuss a very exciting new program, new initiative, which is going to be moving actually throughout the United States before long. But right here in our Diocese of Colorado Springs, we are going to be implementing very soon. It's called Catholics Come Home. And joining us for our discussion today, I'll introduce them, is Father Paul Wicker, who is the pastor of Holy Apostles Parish here in Colorado Springs. Father Paul is just one of the many pastors who's going to be ready to welcome Catholics home. Also here are Art and Kathleen Nutter. Art is a member of the Board of Advisors for Catholics Come Home, and Art and Kathleen have their own particular excitement and enthusiasm about Catholics Come Home, and so we'll be hearing from them too. And also with us is Rob Faunin, who is the Director of Stewardship and Development for the Diocese and has been working with us to acquire the funds necessary, actually, to make this program work. So I welcome to all of you, and I'll be calling on you for your words, and feel free to jump in to this discussion at any time that you'd like. Catholics Come Home, what is it? It's a program that was developed by Tom Peterson. I've known Tom for many years. Tom is a very active, very dedicated lay Catholic and has seen it as his call, a kind of little vocation within his vocation as a Catholic lay married man to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ in some very particular ways. And one of them is in this program that he developed called Catholics Come Home. Tom has worked very hard to produce some beautiful television spots, which we're going to air throughout the diocese on broadcast and on cable networks, which are going to present the invitation of the Catholic Church to any of her members who may have grown lax over the years, drifted away from the practice of the faith for whatever reason, inviting them to come home. We know very well that once God calls you into the Catholic Church, that really is a permanent home for you. And sometimes there are difficulties in people's lives that cause them to move away from the practice of the faith as it ought to be practiced. And through this television campaign, we're inviting people to come home. Catholics, come home. We're going to be showing these TV spots in the weeks just prior to Christmas and just after, a time, I think, when people are particularly open to the movement of the Spirit in their lives, are very conscious of Christ at this time of Christmas. And so a good time, we hope, to be able to welcome many, many Catholics back to what is truly their home. Father Wicker, you've been doing some work in your parish to prepare for what we hope is a great influx of Catholics coming back home. Maybe you'd like to talk just a little bit about your enthusiasm for this program, what you've been doing to prepare.
Several weeks ago, I mentioned this at all the Masses, weekday Masses and Sunday Masses, and I asked a question. How many here know someone who has left the church for whatever reason, or simply inactive, lost somewhere in life, and the hands go up immediately?
I think I was at one of those masses there too, wasn't I, Father Wicker? I don't think there was anybody around me that didn't have their hands up.
That's Art Nutter. Art belongs to Father Wicker's parish of Holy Apostles. So
sorry about that. Had to cut in.
It's okay. Yeah, it's exciting because people get enthusiastic about that.
Right.
They get hopeful. And so we're looking at how we are intentionally becoming welcoming. We're going to have signs in our yard. Our whole deanery, by the way, you can do this over again. Our whole deanery will, in every parish, will have yard signs welcoming people home, banners in our churches, training our ushers, our secretaries, our deacons, training people in the pews to say welcome and invite them to come home. And in the last 2 weeks, I've had something like 14, 15 people already make appointments to see me to come home. It's exciting.
You mean before we've done Catholics Come
Home,
there are already people.
That's right.
Just because of what you've been saying
right,
at Mass.
Right.
Well, it really shows, I guess, the power, if you will, of just a simple and sincere invitation.
In restaurants, I have our people trained to, some of them follow through with this, talk to the waitress. Many of those people are lost with no Catholic, no church, no Catholic church, no Methodist church, no Christianity. They've lost it. And they're welcoming to come home to Christ.
That's great.
So
that's
working.
Great. You know, as we all know here, the Catholics Come Home has been done in at least two dioceses, perhaps more.
That's correct. It was done in Tucson and in Corpus Christi.
No, Phoenix. Wasn't it Phoenix?
No, it was Tucson.
No, it was Phoenix.
Was it Phoenix?
It was Phoenix. Phoenix and Corpus Christi, and with great, great results. I think in Phoenix, if I remember the numbers, they experienced about a 12% increase in the number of Catholics regularly coming to Mass.
And the other diocese, it was an increase of 17%.
Yes. in Corpus Christi. And so we know that in these dioceses where Catholics Come Home has been done, the results are just remarkable. And Tom Peterson wants to bring put the program out there nationally before long, but has asked that our diocese and several others be in this sort of this next stage of piloting, if you will, although we know what the results are going to be. So that gives us great hope that very similar results will take place here in our diocese of Colorado Springs.
In fact, Bishop, if I may, Rob had helped me with some of the statistics here in the diocese. He says that per the last census, I guess, people who had self-marked that they were Catholic numbered about 150,000 people in the El Paso County area, the greater Colorado Springs area. And of those, we can only see that there are about 75,000 of them that are registered parishioners, okay? And of those, even fewer attend Mass every Sunday. So the net effect, in the contribution side was about $13 per week per family in there. So, I mean, you look at the cost of putting on the campaign, which I might add is a purely lay campaign that thanks be to you for guiding us and shepherding us through the diocese on this. But, lay people are picking up the tab for this. And, you know, it's about $175,000, of which we've raised about $112,000. And we've got ways to go. We are doing it. We are committing to do it and trusting in the Holy Spirit that we'll come up with the rest of the money. But so by all means, if you feel moved by the Spirit to contribute, we'd love to have your contribution. But the reality is, if we get a 12 to 17%, even on the low side, if we get that many people back in to Mass and they contribute even the nominal $13 a week per family, we repay that investment in nearly the first week of collections. So it's a great, great, I mean, just from a purely business and financial perspective, it's a great investment for the diocese, and you save souls for free.
Right, and that's what we want to be clear about. The main purpose is right to bring to bring people back to Christ. He hasn't left them, but perhaps they haven't been as close to him as they might have been, and maybe for many, many years. But it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
That's what this invitation is for. For whatever reason, we are inviting you to come back to your home, the Catholic Church, and we have the sacrament of reconciliation ready to welcome you back, where Christ is happy to forgive all of your sins, no matter what they are, and to take your place where you belong, right in the Catholic household there. So it's great. You mentioned, R2, as I did at the beginning, that this is a lay program, and as I see it, it's just one of the perfect responses to what the Second Vatican Council said the lay person ought to be doing, to be bringing Christ kind of to the marketplace. And if television isn't the marketplace, I don't know what is.
Right.
But the end goal is not just to have something on television, but to have that bear fruit.
You know,
to bring people back to the church.
And that was one of the primary reasons that Kathleen and I got so motivated to work with this, because, you know, we'd heard a little bit about the Vatican II stuff over the years. I was a kid when Vatican II was happening. But over time, you know, you kind of get the message. And it says, okay, lay people are supposed to step up and pick up the ball and run with this towards evangelization and building, spreading the word of God. So here's a great opportunity for us to do something. Kathy, what do you think? I mean, how are you hearing this call for yourself to get involved?
Well, I just feel very motivated because we've been so very blessed in our lives, and I really just want to share that joy and that happiness and that very warm and welcoming feeling that I feel every time I walk into a church, whether it's my home parish at Holy Apostles, or whether it's the church my children go to school, or whether it's any church anywhere in the world that we go. I always feel like I'm at home.
Yeah, you know, in fact, last week I was at Daily Mass in Tokyo, okay? And it was just cool because I went to Daily Mass, and, you know, it was all in Japanese and everything. So you know, you knew where the Our Father was, the Holy, 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 and you knew what time, when you had to stand up and kneel and do the collection, of course. But Daily Mass, they don't do it. Not even in Japan. But
all right, we're gonna take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion of Catholics Come Home. So stay with us.
Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
We are back now discussing Catholics Come Home, and we're here with Father Paul Wicker, pastor of Holy Apostles Parish, two of his parishioners, Art and Kathleen Nutter, who are very involved in promoting Catholics Come Home, and Rob Faunin, director of stewardship and development for the Diocese of Colorado Springs. Catholics Come Home is an invitation to those who, for whatever reason, may have drifted away from the practice of the faith, to return, to come back to Christ, to come back to the fullness of their communion with Christ and the Church. And I just know from people as a priest that I've talked to over the years that sometimes one of the greatest deterrents, one of the biggest road bumps in the road that people have is fear. you know, I've been away from the church for a long, long time, and what will Father think when I come back and say that it's been 10 years, 20 years, 30 years that I haven't been here, and I don't even have a good excuse for that? I want to speak for myself. I want to speak for Father Wicker and certainly for all of the priests of this diocese. We are not here to pass judgment on the reasons why you stopped practicing the faith or became lax in the practice of the faith. We're here to offer you the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, to welcome you back in to the Catholic Church, to your particular parish and to the diocese, and that's it. And in a sense, to rejoice as Christ would over the one who returns. And that's what Catholics Come Home seeks to do, to extend that invitation via the medium of television. And we know that around Christmas time, a lot of people are watching television. So we hope that the message has great impact. In fact, just to let you know the exact dates, we're going to be running these TV spots from December 18th through January the 18th, a time when many people are on vacation, they're home from school, and we hope that it'll get great exposure. Kathleen Nutter, you wanted to say something about our program.
I wanted to share a personal story. I had been one of those people who had fallen away from the faith. And back in the mid-1980s, I came home to Holy Apostles and to Father Paul, where I felt very warmly welcomed. And my sincere goal is to be as welcoming and as warm to as many people who come back into our parish family as I can possibly be, because I want to share with them the joy of being Catholic.
That's great, and I think that's what we're all about. And I pray that all of our Catholic people, all of our Catholic priests and deacons, will extend that same welcome and that same warmth. I'm confident that they will.
Yeah, Bishop Sheridan, I know when I was much younger, the impression I had of the church was that it was lots and lots of rules. My mother taught us quite well that you had to do these things and you had to do them in a certain sequence and so on and so forth. And although the rules do exist, they're not the primary thing that people that the church leads with these days. Okay, the church leads with love and an invitation to Jesus Christ. And that's a very cool thing. And in fact, you know, we here in Colorado Springs are blessed by having many other of our Protestant neighbors here with us who do an extremely good job of welcoming people into the faith. And we hope to learn more from our Protestant brothers and sisters so that we as Christians together can invite everybody back to Jesus Christ.
You know, it's not exactly a part of Catholics Come Home, but speaking of this welcoming, I guess we're all aware of Pope Benedict's welcome now, trying to make it as easy and as pleasant experience as he can for many of our Anglican and Episcopalian brothers and sisters who want to come to the Catholic Church. So there's a great, it just seems to me there's a great movement of the Spirit going on right now. And, you know, this could lead to the reunion of the Christian denominations.
This is what really excites me from that perspective. Mm-hmm. All of us are baptized into the body of Christ, and we're committed to follow Christ and allow him to work through us to the lives of others. How do we mediate divine hospitality? And this coming year, we're in the Gospel of Luke. And one of Luke's main themes is divine hospitality. And so I've met with about 9 or 10 pastors with their staffs in our part of the city. I'm meeting with our own staff, our parishioners, saying, all right, how do we alert people outside yourselves to God's love for you through our love for you? through our concern for you, through our joy in being with you. And that's been very, very effective. The more we talk about that, the more the emphasis increases and grows with great results. I have our people at Holy Apostles, remember you're blessed. Mm-hmm. And when you go shopping, people say, how are you? You're blessed. When you go to a restaurant, how are you doing? I'm blessed. And I was with a family recently at Rock Bottom, and one of my favorite other offices, you know. And I have many other offices, but we were
Village Inn.
We were having lunch there, and the waitress comes up. We started to pray, and she says, "How are you?" We said, "Blessed. Join us for prayer." And she did.
Wow, that's very cool.
And then
cool.
She says, "I said, oh, you're a Catholic. Well, I kind of used to be."
Ah.
And well, this pattern happens in different restaurants. Just a joy, and she was joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, welcome people home, because people need to find the meaning of life, which they can't find in today's culture.
Exactly correct. You know, I've spoken with Jim Daly, Focus on the Family, about this effort and about this campaign. He's very excited about it. Similarly speaking, Marty McCarty of Military Community Youth Ministries, very excited about this. And they are wanting our efforts to be here to be as successful as we want them to be. And they're willing to pitch in and say, hey, look, let us combine our efforts, our knowledge, and our network with yours, because we're all trying to get back to the body of Christ. We're all members of the body.
This is one of the great things I heard from Tom Peterson, who developed this program, is that where it's been done, there's been no resentment on the part of the leaders of other Christian denominations or non-Christian churches, for that matter. That what we want to see is people come to God, and so the program seems to be getting great support and enthusiasm even from our non-Catholic brothers and sisters.
When you said come back to God, I'm remembering my last trip to Ukraine just a few weeks ago, waiting for 2 hours to get my passport checked. About 500 people, took us 2 hours to get through, and a Russian was in front of me. He now lives in San Diego, American citizen. He saw I was a priest, and he says, tell your people to keep God in your culture. He was adamant, gave me a 25-minute homily, best I've heard in a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your people to keep God in the culture. Don't be afraid to talk about God. Invite people to know Christ. However you know God, know God. He said, I'm seeing in your country what we had happen to us in our country. When there's a lack of God, atheism comes, and we're all going to suffer for it.
Well, that goes back to the homily that you gave on Saturday and Sunday of this past weekend, where you talked about what's happening in England right now.
That's right.
You know, Art, before when you were talking about your perception or people's perception sometimes as the church, as being just so many rules,
yeah.
But you know, I'll go one better. Many people can think of the Catholic Church as just an organization that tells you what you can't do,
right?
And sure. and it is true. I mean, we do say that you ought to not commit sin. That's a good thing to say. But more to the point, the Catholic Church is trying to convey the message of Christ, which is a message of hope for the future. Christ is about what he is doing for us, what we can become with him. It's not just about saying no to things. It's about saying yes to Christ. Now, let's be honest. I think that being a faithful follower of Christ, in fact, being a faithful practitioner of any faith, of any religion, is challenging. It's tough. If anybody says too easily, oh, it's no problem for me, it's easy, I'm not so sure they're doing it right.
Probably not.
So, yeah, let's... Christ gives us a great challenge. You can't be my disciple unless you take up your cross every day and follow me. We have to take that seriously. But there's no greater joy, there's no greater sense of fulfillment, I think, in anything or in anyone, more so than in Christ and being a member of his body, the church. So we're not inviting people to come home to the Catholic Church so we can once again tell them what not to do, but to tell them what they can do to live the fullness of life in Christ.
Well, I think it's even bigger and broader than that, because once you get tuned in to the way God works in all our lives, you start seeing things differently, okay? You see God's work in the things that you're doing. You see God's face and hear God's voice in the people that you encounter. But you have to tune your ear to it a little bit. If you just go through life thinking that our government's going to save us from ourselves, you're kidding yourself. I mean, the reality is, with Jesus Christ's guidance, have made a fine land and a fine country here, okay, in the United States, and we'll have to do it again because we're kind of in the doldrums now.
People really want to hear good news that gives their whole life meaning, and yesterday's gospel was incredible. If you belong to the truth, you will hear his voice. The truth is God loves us, wants to live within us. And that's welcoming, isn't that? That's divine hospitality. And so many
you gave the same homily I did.
Oh, we were copying off each other in the scriptures, you know? But it was fun.
Emailed the notes, huh?
Wasn't it fun? It was a joyful day yesterday. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I've got. I can't wait. And when we come back in the next segment here, to tell you the joy of seeing the good Lord working in our lives and in our family directly, because it's unbelievable and nothing short of a miracle.
You have a great story to tell.
And it's just a matter of paying attention to things and asking for. You ask for the real power, he listens.
All right. Well, we shall return, and do stay with us as we continue to talk about this very exciting new program, Catholics Come Home.
Nuestra familia se ha extendido a través de centurias. Por gracia de Dios, comenzamos hospitales, establecimos orfanatorios y ayudamos al pobre. Somos la organización caritativa más grande del mundo. Nosotros somos la Iglesia Católica, compartiendo los sacramentos y la riqueza de nuestra fe cristiana. Si has estado alejado de la Iglesia Católica, te invitamos a que nos visites nuevamente. Visita catolicosregresen.org.
Welcome back. We're here with Father Paul Wicker, pastor of Holy Apostles Parish, Art and Kathleen Nutter, two of Father Paul's parishioners and very enthusiastic supporters with Father Paul of Catholics Come Home, and Rob Faunin, who is the Director of Stewardship and Development for the diocese. And Rob, we want to bring you into this conversation because you've kind of been handling the nuts and bolts of this, and why don't you tell us a little bit about the program from your perspective?
Absolutely. Well, Bishop, as you know, I'm a convert to Catholicism, so this program is sort of very close to my heart as far as a tool for evangelization. Basically, the Catholics Come Home media campaign involves three different commercials, and the first one is sort of a snapshot of everything that's glorious and beautiful about the Catholic faith. So there's a lot of imagery, imagery sort of rooted in sort of this antiquity, sort of an older sort of very rich traditional church blended with sort of a more modern experience, I guess, that we as Catholics have every week.
Trying to help us to be proud to be Catholics,
exactly,
in the best sense of that
exactly,
word.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, in fact, that segment, I think, is called Epic.
Epic,
correct?
Exactly.
Because it is an epic journey starting from Jesus and 12 apostles to a family that's now billions of people strong.
Exactly. And it's a very emotional piece. It's very lovely. And for me as a convert, I look at that and say, wow, you know, this is why I joined the church. You know, an unbroken line of popes from Peter on up until Benedict. Right now, it's very, very powerful. There's two other commercials. One deals with reasons why people left the church and how they feel welcome back, and those are very personal and also very powerful on a very personal level. And then the second one sort of recalls
The movie of your life.
The movie of your life. That's right. And that's equally as powerful. Like, how will we look back on our life and ultimately be judged for that? And it's basically an invitation to come home to the church, right?
Those commercials are at CatholicsComeHome.org, and I point out if it's Catholics plural, comehome.org. If you go to CatholicComeHome.org, you get another site, and it goes you in a different direction. And that's part of the intellectual property aspects of it that I'm trying to work with these guys on.
So people could go and view these commercials even before they're shown on television?
That's correct.
Because once they do come on television, people are going to be also directed to this website.
Sure.
Where they can learn even more about the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and that is correct. And in fact, there'll be resources on there to direct them specifically here to places and times and so forth in Colorado Springs, so that since it's being aired here, it'll direct them people appropriately here in town. But no, if you watch those videos even on the web, the epic one, you want to stand up and cheer at the end of that one, because you're just so proud to be part of this couple thousand year old institution, and just one of just a few billion of your closest friends.
That's right. Well, and Bishop brings up a good point, as do you, Art. The whole campaign is geared toward getting viewers to go back to the Catholics Come Home website, where they'll find a map. They can just put in their zip code, and then it'll print out the five closest parishes that the person can go to. On that website, you can also view the videos, and if you feel so inclined, you can make some financial support as well. That's CatholicsComeHome.org. You can also go to the diocesan website for Colorado Springs, which is www.diocs.org, and we have a link to Catholics Come Home up there as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing, too. I'd chime in here a little bit, Rob, is, you know, the bishop and Father Paul and you are all employed by the diocese, okay? You get a paycheck that has Diocese of Colorado Springs on it, but yet this is a lay ministry. And it's supported by donations from our lay community here in town. So far, we've raised most of the money. Haven't raised all of it yet, but we'd certainly appreciate some donations along that line.
Yeah, we've had some very, very generous donations by Catholics here in the diocese. We've reached out really all throughout the diocese for any help that we can get from any of our Catholics out there. Rob, you want to tell them if somebody would want to help us? The reason, of course, I think as everyone knows, the reason why this takes money is we have to buy television time. Unfortunately, the television stations are not giving us this time.
TV stations are not charities.
So we have to buy time to really saturate the airwaves with these invitations. And our goal is $175,000, and we're certainly well over halfway there.
Well, and Bishop Sheridan, the reason why we need to raise so much money for this is because not only are we putting these commercials through the broadcast signal, which broadcasts off of Cheyenne Mountain, so all you Pueblo listeners out there, you're going to see these as well. We're also buying cable spots. So there's one, cable company, which would be Comcast, and the satellite companies as well. And we're going to hit all these. And, of course, since our diocese extends north of Monument Hill into Douglas County, we're also buying cable time in Douglas County. So our Highlands Ranch, Parker, Castle Rock parishioners will, or the folks within our diocese will be able to see these commercials as well. So this is a huge program.
And out to the east and to the west, right?
Absolutely. Up into Leadville and out to the Kansas border. This is going to be huge.
Burlington, it's coming at you.
Yeah, Stratton, watch out.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is it's just, there's a lot of really good information out there. And, again, the invitation is to just come back.
Rob, if someone would want to make a donation, tell them how to do that.
Go to the diocesan website. That's www.diocs.org. there on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a link, a button that says Catholics Come Home. Go ahead and click on that and follow the directions.
But if they just want to drop a check in the mail, they can send it directly to us, right? Made out to Catholics Come Home, and send it here to your office at 228 North Cascade, 80903, 228 North Cascade, 80903, and we'll make sure that that goes to helping this. And think what a wonderful thing it would be if one or two or five or ten of your dollars could perhaps be in some way responsible for helping to bring somebody back to the church. What a great investment of funds.
Yeah, well, Tom Peterson actually mentioned that I think the average cost to bring somebody back to the church through this campaign was about $2, you know. And so, and that's a great thing about working with a guy like Tom. I mean, he's a lay professional in the media business. And he knows that you know when the best time is throughout the year to buy airtime. Airtime, in fact, is less expensive in the time period that we've selected here, the end of the middle December 18th through January 18th, and the people are home, hanging out with their families and so forth. Kathleen,
less expensive and more emotionally impactful. Because this is a time of year when people are looking for more depth in their lives. And this is a place that they could find more depth through the church.
Father Paul, I wanted to ask you, as you presented this in your parish of Holy Apostles, and maybe especially to the staff, and were there any concerns or fears of any kind?
The major concern was other parishes with whom we've met, can we be prepared adequately for this? And what we're looking at in our deanery, in our staff and other staffs, is say this is a beginning. This is Advent, Christmas time, a new beginning, a new church year, a new year of growth in holiness, and hopefully our holiness within each of us will reflect divine hospitality. Because in our culture, people are lonely. High-tech culture being what it is, we're texting everybody, cell phones, and yet we have a national disease called loneliness. And people are lonely. And they want to come home. They're homesick. They're homesick for something, someone in their life that can add meaning to their purpose for living and enable them, empower them to reach out with that goodness that they have within them to share that with other people. So it's a movement of hospitality. So the concern was there, yes, can we get prepared adequately? We think we can. But then to begin this Advent and Christmas as a beginning for the entire church year. Divine hospitality the whole year.
Well, in fact, if you get right down to it, if you remember the Pope John Paul's words, he said this is the springtime of the faith. And things, you know, they got to die, so to speak, before they come back to life.
See, I'm as a pastor, as a priest, and my other priests too, people want to talk with someone that they can talk with confidentially, their brokenness, their heartaches, their sorrows, their frustrations, their unmet expectations, and this is reconciliation.
And we were the beneficiaries of that ourselves. I mean, we had, when we came back, Kathleen and I came back to you years ago, and said, you know, Kathleen had been divorced previously, and we went through the annulment process, and everything went very smoothly. Okay, it was a very successful process.
And part of our hospitality, we hope, will find people like yourselves who have had that positive experience, mm-hmm. and then you can reach out and walk with other couples trying to find the same joy and happiness and freedom that you have. That's our hope.
Well, we're happy to do that, because the joy that we found as a result of coming back through there, with admittedly some trepidation and anticipation, we made it. You know, I have a little less hair now, but I didn't have much hair to begin with. You know, that's why you do radio. You can't see that.
I just returned from a couple of days in Kansas City at the biennial. Every 2 years, we have the National Catholic Youth Conference with high school students from all over the country. And that's going to stay with me for a while. That's a wonderful experience. This is at least the third or fourth one of these that I've been to. We had 21,000 teenagers from around the country coming together for one reason only: to be strengthened and to support one another in their faith, to share their love for the faith, to celebrate Mass together, to have Eucharistic adoration together. We had a time of adoration, and then a Eucharistic procession. We carried the Blessed Sacrament and the monstrance through the streets of Kansas City with 21,000 teenagers following behind. And it was, and I had the opportunity to have several small group meetings with different groups of teenagers, and how edifying it was to hear about their love for the church and for their faith. So often we people want to say, oh, religion, churches are passé, a thing of the past. Well, I tell you, I think in the words of Jeremiah, we have a hope, a future full of hope. When you see, these were only the young people who were able to come to that convention. So how many others are out there who love the church every bit as much? And that's the church that we want to welcome people back to. All right, we will be back in a minute with our final segment here as we continue our discussion of Catholics Come Home.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong: our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Father Paul Wicker, pastor of Holy Apostles Parish, Art and Kathleen Nutter, and Rob Faunin. We have been talking about Catholics Come Home, a new and exciting initiative that we're going to launch here in the Diocese of Colorado Springs, beginning the 18th of December, just before Christmas, and continue it on through January 18th, with a large number of television spots, inviting people to come home to the Catholic Church, and primarily those who may have become lax in the practice of their faith, but maybe also those who have been thinking about becoming members of the Catholic Church. This could be a moment when the Spirit works in their lives. Also, Art, earlier on, you said you had a particular story of grace in your life.
Certainly.
Why don't you share that with us?
Sure, Bishop. Yes, one of the groups that this campaign hopefully will appeal to is that of young adults. And we are fortunate in our family to have a young adult who's a recipient of a miracle, nothing short of a miracle, in fact. Our oldest daughter, Marissa, was married a couple years, a year or two ago, I think, wasn't it? Has a young child, 2 years old, and was pregnant with her second child. And she got the what appears to be perhaps the H1N1 flu virus. Now, this is very, very difficult for a young pregnant woman because, as it turns out, H1N1 just nails pregnant women. In fact, the mortality rate is about 44%. So we didn't know that she was had H1N1. She just didn't feel good, okay? But within a week's time, she was on life support. I mean, and I, unfortunately, I was over in Asia again, and I had no, you know, as a dad, I was utterly helpless and frustrated. The only thing I could do was pray and call everybody that I possibly could and ask them to pray as well. And so I started to do that as I was waiting for my flight to come back. And sure enough, the word for prayer went out. The prayers went out not only in Japan amongst the people I was talking to, but also through Hong Kong with the people I was visiting and back in Seoul, Korea as well. Words went out via email through our friends and family around in the United States. Went all the way around. It ended up in St. Petersburg, Russia. Marissa's name was placed in a wailing wall in Jerusalem, but it was pretty grim. She was it exhausted all the medicines, and in fact had moved from Colorado Springs to Denver University Hospital up there because that's one of the best places in the country to receive pulmonary work. Because what had happened was she got the flu and it progressed into pneumonia, and she was dying. She could not oxygenate effectively, and not to mention the fact that she was pregnant. So the doctors had advised us at one time. They said, well, you know, if we abort the pregnancy, we could put some bigger league drugs at your daughter and perhaps save her. And we said, no, wait a minute. We got two lives here at stake. We're not going to just waste one to save the other. That doesn't make any sense. We've got two, and they're both equally valuable. So, in fact, we toned the medications down so that it wouldn't adversely affect either of them, but tried to work. Fact was, none of the meds worked. None of the meds worked at all. They stopped the medications, and they said, she's on life support. We will pull the plug when you tell us to pull the plug. This went on for 2 days. It was very grim. We'd come home, and she was lifeless, laying on the table, except for monitors that were keeping her alive. Monitors that would indicate the frequency of the breathing and so forth like that. We went home, discovered an old video that unfortunately still had the cellophane on it, but it was about St. Gianna Mola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know her?
Well, I know who she is.
Well, I know who she is now, too. Okay. But because we started praying to her that night as we watched with the family her story, and in fact, she was a mother and a doctor and a wife, and she had a baby, and she had three kids, and she was pregnant with her fourth. They said, you have a complication with your pregnancy, perhaps we abort your pregnancy and we can fix your complication and you can live. She says, no, not into that, I'll have the baby. She has the baby, she dies 10 days later. Some people prayed to her after she was recognized by Pope John Paul. Some miracles were attributed to her, and sure enough, she got canonized in 1994. Well, we hadn't heard of her. We had this video on that thing. We watched it, and we're like, wow, we got to be praying to her right now. We prayed to her, Bishop Sheridan, we prayed to her that night, and instantly that night, Marissa started to improve. We went back to the hospital the very next day. The ventilator, which had been pegged, okay, maximum settings with virtually little effect, the ventilator settings had been dramatically decreased because she was breathing more on her own, literally 4 days after that, they pulled the tubes out of her completely. It was when we and her husband Ryan and I were watching there at that point in time. It was like watching an exorcism with everything except a spinning head. And then I have photos of her, and she went home and was smiling, sitting on her easy chair with her two-year-old daughter less than 1 week later. And it was just absolutely a miracle.
And there's no medical explanation.
There is no medical explanation at all. It was the power of prayer. Kathleen, you were saying how many people were praying by our estimation?
At least 10,000 people around the world of so many different faith walks. It's just a testament to God's love and God's power.
And there's the line in the Bible. There's a story about the Bible there. The old widows keep nagging the judge for some justice. And the judge getting tired of this lady, okay? Fine, the judge says, oh, just give this lady her satisfaction. Well, there was nothing that I'm sure that we or anybody else had done to warrant God's grace here. But we kept nagging him, and he heard Marissa Lickness's name 24/7 as the globe was going around, spinning around. I think the good Lord just got tired of hearing her name, says, fix this one. And we're more than grateful. And Marissa now is very, very motivated to carry on and take this message and invite other Catholics to come back. And in fact, she wants to, she and her husband want to really drive some message for the Catholics that do come home in that age range of, you know, after high school and before you've had a couple of kids, so that the church is sticky, that there's something there good for them, because they're blessed and they want to share that blessing.
That's a great story, because I had heard it before, and it's always great to hear it again. It's a story that fits in, I think, to our discussion about Catholics come home, because it's a story of faith. It's a story of grace. It's a story of what it is to be part of a faith community, all members of the one body praying for one another. This is what we want to invite people to experience themselves. Now, you know, maybe everyone may not experience the kind of miracle that you did, but life in Christ, life in His church is filled with many, many, certainly little miracles anyway. It's home, as we've said before, and that's why we call it Catholics Come Home. We really don't have much time left. Father Paul, did you have any final words to say?
I get excited about what can be and what is and what will be. Our nation needs the voice, the light, the love, the joy, the hope of Christ. And when people hear the message to take Christ into their own darkness and turn that into light, becoming a person of joy and happiness for others, with others, then we, I think, are becoming the best citizens we can be. Full of Christ in our nation, for our nation, that needs hope, that needs life, that needs love. And so I would invite anyone who's listening today to pray for anyone you know who is lonely, who's homesick for Christ, and invite that person in your prayer to come home.
Thank you, Father Paul. That's beautiful. Thanks, Art and Kathleen Nutter, for sharing the story of that wonderful miracle of grace in your lives and in the life of your daughter. And I want to turn finally again to Rob Faunin, who has really been helping us to make this program happen. You want to tell our listeners again, Rob, how not only can they help, but where they can go to learn more about Catholics Come Home.
Absolutely. Head on over to the diocesan website, www.diocs.org. On the right-hand side of our homepage, you'll see a button that says Catholics Come Home. Go ahead and click on that, and from there you can make a donation. You can watch the videos, and there's also a link to the Catholics Come Home website where you can learn more statistics about the actual program. You can also send donations directly to the diocesan offices here at 228 North Cascade Avenue, Colorado Springs 80903. and just put attention, Catholics come home, on the envelope.
And we will be very grateful, and I know that those who will be brought back to the church because of these ads, although they won't know of your donations, they will be very grateful to find Christ once again in their lives. And I just want to add my own invitation to all of those that have been extended. Not only do we ask that you pray for your friends to return to Christ, to return to God, but extend that invitation yourself. Make it a priority in your life during these upcoming days of Christmas to invite someone you know, a family member, a friend, a coworker that may have been away from the church for some time, to come back to Mass with you, just to be there and pray and let them know of the love that Christ has. We have to be those agents also. So thank you all for being with us for this discussion of Catholics Come Home. And why don't we conclude, as we usually do, with a prayer. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. You loved us so much that you gave us your own Son. And Jesus said he came to seek those who were lost, to bring them back to himself and to you. He is the good shepherd who leaves all the 99 sheep to seek after the one that was lost. And what great joy there is, he tells us, in heaven over one person who comes back to God. We ask you, Lord, to make our Catholics Come Home project successful in the sense that it brings many, many souls back to Christ, to bless our efforts, to bless all of those people who will be praying, who contributed there and will contribute their resources to help make this program possible, to make it truly successful. And let's pray together, all of us now, as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon all of you and stay with you forever. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful upcoming holiday period, Thanksgiving, Advent, Christmas, and we look forward to having you back for our next program. God bless you all.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Bishop Sheridan Presents on the Catholic Radio Network. Join us each week as Bishop Michael Sheridan of the Diocese of Colorado Springs discusses topics relevant to your life and your faith. Bishop Sheridan Presents is a production of the Catholic Radio Network and the Diocese of Colorado Springs. If there is a topic that you'd like to hear covered by Bishop Sheridan Presents, please call the Catholic Radio Network at 970-669-8000.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds guiding us with love and truth. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.